in a million. A girl in a million. Other girls, just one in a million. Making her way in this world, she's gonna make it right to the top of the tree. Girl in a million. I thought that girl would be me. A name on a billboard, a name that's on everybody's lips. That dazzling billboard says this girl is hot, this girl is hip. A girl in a million. A girl with a grip on destiny. Girl in a million. I thought that girl would be me. From Hicksville to Memphis, I managed a couple of hits. Then I hit Vegas, went from the Ritz to the Pits. A girl in a million, I hope that you took in the view. Girl in a million, whatever happened to you? Nothing worth having comes easy. A girl in a million, nothing worth having is free. When you're a girl in a million,
from the divine Miss Hope Springs after this.
Here I am with singing superstar, Vegas legend, and queen of London's cabaret scene, the divine Miss Hope Springs.
Oh, you're too kind, really.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you.
It's absolutely a thrill to see you.
So thank you so much for inviting me to your intimate space, your dressing room. I bet these walls could tell some tales.
Yeah, so I call it a dressing cupboard. Actually, come kitchen.
Yeah, we are. It isn't as glamorous as I expected.
It's not, is it? Not really.
The lighting's good.
Yes, yeah. It has a sort of Berlin 1920s vibe.
Yes.
Weimar Republic.
Exactly. So I'm about to witness your show. In fact, presently you're putting your makeup on, your super makeup on. It's always a sellout, because I wanted to come last time and it was sold out. What am I about to witness, Miss Springs?
You're going to, you're witnessing my cabaret show, my lounge act, really, which I've been doing since sort of the late 70s. And I'm reviving it in London. It seems to, you know, after many years in the wilderness, it seems to all be coming back, the glitz and glamour of Vegas.
At last.
You know, we've been waiting a while. I was living in my Winnebago in Hove for a while with my ex-husband, Irving. And we thought we'd give it a try, and you know, it's going very well.
So he's let you out of the house, you've taken your house coat off.
Well, it's not that. I've handcuffed him to the bunk bed, so, you know, he has no say in it.
Yeah, some people worry because they've never seen us in the same room at the same time.
Oh, fascinating. So you were big in Vegas.
I was big in Vegas only because I'm 6'2". The furthest I got was the Pink Pelican Casino, and I played the Starlight Lounge, which was in the basement.
To me, that sounds like all the glamorous places.
Yes. Well, you didn't see it, did you? You know, it sounds wonderful, but it's Vegas.
No.
And I wrote songs, you know, for all the greats, because that's what I do. I'm a songwriter. I wrote for Frank Sinatra. I wrote for Dean Martin. I wrote for Peggy Lee. They never sang any of the songs, but...
So is that what you're going to show, sing tonight? Songs you wrote for these superstars?
That's right.
Exactly.
It's a repertoire of all my own original songs.
So you look gorgeous, fabulous, radiant, 6'2" of glamour. How do you take care of yourself?
It's really beautiful thoughts and Sauvignon Blanc. That's, for me, the winning combination. And I slather myself in Flora before I go to bed. Margarine.
That? Oh,
it's marvelous. It's the best thing. You couldn't want better.
I'll have to try it.
Yes, do.
So, now, what's your stance on Botox and surgery?
Well, as you can see, I've never had any work done. But I don't know. I think I'm for it to a certain extent. I think a little tweak and a little nip and a little kind of maybe a peel. But, girls, the trout pout is out, okay, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Everybody seems to have it, those lips. I mean, I met a very pretty girl the other day, and the next time I saw her, she looked like she'd swallowed a beaver. Her lips were enormous, and it's just not attractive.
No.
So,
and also,
you know
it's
what I mean?
So obvious. It's like, why are you doing that if you look good?
Absolutely. It looks like a sort of tribe of women who are trying to out-pout each other. I think that's what it's about, not to attract the men. It's to warn the other ones off.
It's to out the trout, as
out
you say.
Out the trout.
So Radio Gorgeous is made by women for women. Are you a feminist?
Yes, absolutely. I can't believe in this day and age that we're still talking about equal pay. And that even goes for actresses.
So, as you say, showbiz was a struggle. I mean, you didn't earn as much as the men there, probably.
No, well, women earned more. I mean, in showbiz, back in the day, you know, Garbo was the greatest earning movie star, you know, not the men. The women were the big earners. Crawford, Garbo, Betty Davis, they commanded huge salaries. The men could come and go. There may be James Mason and a few other wonderful actors like Basil were paid as much as Garbo. I mean, Garbo earned a king's ransom.
So we've got to change this, haven't we? We've got to go back
back. I mean, even Gillian Anderson, wonderful Gillian Anderson, who's a marvelous actress, she was offered half what David Duchovny was offered.
She's so much more famous than
him. I know. God. And a better actress than he is.
Terrible. Now, you've just said you had, because I was going to ask you, I know you've had your ups and downs in your love life, but can you just tell us more about your live-in lover and the Winnebago?
Well, I'm sadly, I haven't got a live-in lover.
Oh, no.
I'm semi-detached.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sort of hitched to Irving, but I can't get rid of him. And he's no use to me whatsoever.
Doesn't that sound like all men?
Well, he ran off with a 27-year-old bubbly blonde called Carlos. And yet, you know, we're still trying to work it out.
Oh, I'm so
and,
sorry.
Yeah, it's fine, but he's wonderful. You know, he's wonderful. He does, you know, he does my hair for me and my nails and things like that.
Good.
He's
so
great.
He does do a bit of
He earns
work.
His keep.
Yeah. Good, good. Now, if there's one word, lastly, you could describe your show, it is.
It's loungelicious. It's bringing back the glamour and glitz of Vegas, but there's a lot of heart, there's a lot of pathos. Women, they wear tops and sequins and sparkles and say, I wore this for you, which I think is the best compliment ever.
It's what Radio Gorgeous is all about. And can I ask, is that Spice by MAC? Which colour is that?
It's actually called Vino, strangely enough.
Goes so well with a Sauvignon Blanc. Okay, we might have a glass.
Maybe we shall.
Okay, thank you so much,
Miss
Springs.
You're very welcome, thank you so much.
And break a leg.
Thank you, darling.
And it's nice to see you've got a lovely flower.
I did, I'm not sure who it's from. I shall have to check it out.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
I'm going to do a little number from my great-grandmother's back catalogue. A little show she did called The Flaming Flappers of 45. A song called Zodiac Lover. It goes like this. I met a handsome Virgo. He was sweet and pure. Tender, gentle ergo, just a tad demure. Too kind and too refined to be a mate of mine. I'm the Zodiac Lover. What's your sign? Don't actually have to tell me, it's okay. It's okay. A Gemini who made me sigh in far Bombay had a twin called Gunga Din with whom he liked to play. I got pulled in two directions, had one hell of a time. I'm the Zodiac Lover. What's your sign? As you can tell, I'm not really interested. No, okay. Take it to the bridge. Librans, Pisceans, and Capricorns. Those hot Taurians with their great big horns. From January to December, how's a girl to cope? I try to remember of the horoscope. I met a Sagittarian. Hello. A shy Cancerian. Hello.
But I still. Radio Gorgeous.
When I was 3 years old, my nanny took me to the park. I ran away and hid from her until the park got dark. When at last she found me, she was crying. She asked me why I'd run away and hidden from her like that. And I replied, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. He promised me a kitten and a ball of string. The devil made me do that thing, that bad thing. The devil made me do that thing. When I was 12 years old, I was packed off to boarding school. I cut the pigtails off my best friend Emily Franklin Poole. The bitch. She deserved it. She had it coming, I tell you. The headmistress chastised me and asked me why I'd used the scissors in that inappropriate fashion. And I replied, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. He promised me a pony and a circus ring. The devil made me do that thing. When I was 35, I took my husband for a swim. I wheeled him to the pool, and then I... No shit, Sherlock.